And now, it's time for everyone's favorite talk show, The Dallas Douchers.
Hello, everybody. This is Chap and Tim. We're going to talk about a little bit of some Dallas sports.
And we really don't give a shit about what you think.
And a good morning to everyone, and happy Valentine's Day. The snow is finally gone, and with that comes some Texas Ranger baseball. That whole Michael Young situation is beginning to heat up down there. Chap, your thoughts?
First off, Tim, it's not a situation. It's a complete shitstorm. It'd be like if Dirk were switched to point guard, and all of a sudden he were just like, hey, fuck this, I don't want to be point guard, I'm just going to go play for the Spurs.
Nice analogy, Chap. All you Mavs fans would understand the magnitude of that situation if it were to occur.
Yep.
But let me pose a scenario to you, Chapel. Michael Young has listed 8 teams as potential suitors, with our old friends the Angels being one of them. How would that work?
Well, if Michael were to be a straight-up bitch and go to the Angels, that would be a real Benedict Arnold on his part because, as you know, the Angels have been our division rival since forever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're always in a race with them at the end of the season. So that would be really bad. But let me ask you a question now, Tim. Say Michael Young does decide to stay, which would probably fuck up the whole team chemistry for all we know, but say he does decide to stay, what would you think about that?
Well, outside of the detrimental damage it would cause the locker room, he would be a very nice super utility man. He would play every single position in the infield and probably unleash his anger on everyone on the field through his superb hitting, which we all know he still has superb hitting.
Oh, for sure, definitely.
So we'd have that to work with. But let's move on. Despite the entire Michael Young debacle, how do you think the Rangers offseason's gone thus far, especially with the good old departure of our old friend Cliff Lee?
Oh, Cliff Lee. Clifford Lee. Well, let's see. Let's just put it this way. I believe I once had a Facebook status that significantly stated, Cliff Lee is a royal fuck.
Hmm.
So, you know, for those of you who don't understand, that's how I feel about the issue.
And I'd say the rest of the Rangers fans would agree with you, Chapel, including yours truly. But let's move on to something a little more fun going on in Dallas sports right now. How about we talk about our old friends, the Mavericks?
The Mavericks, yes, the Dallas Mavericks, the lone bright spot in Dallas sports right now. They just got off of a very impressive 10-game winning streak where they pretty much boo-fooed every opponent they faced.
What was interesting about it was Dirk was a little cold during that whole situation. What was going on there?
What? Dirk? Cold? Are you kidding me? He was pretty much fucking shit up the whole time. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, the shooting percentage weren't exactly his highest. I've seen better from our old friend Dirk.
But let's be real here. Dirk is the face of the Dallas Mavericks, and he's always been there for us in every situation ever.
I'd agree with that, and I guess in a sense that he makes everyone around him better, even if his shooting percentages are low. I'll give the big German that.
Well, he's just a straight-up standout guy. I mean, remember back in 05, Game 7 against the Spurs?
Oh.
We're down 3 with a minute left.
Oh.
Dirk drives the lane,
oh,
makes
stop.
The shot,
stop.
And gets fouled.
Oh. Oh, you stop that, Chapel. Quit talking about the past like that. It gets me all riled up inside. You know that.
Well, you never know, Tim. I mean, the past could become the present now with the addition of Peja Stojakovic. I mean, he spreads the court like our good friend Daryl spread the legs of that French prostitute back in Vegas last year.
Oh, no, Chapel. Well, you can't say that. We're not allowed to talk about Daryl's sexual exploits on air anymore, remember?
All right, fine. He probably wouldn't like that very much.
But anyway, back to the old Western Conference playoff picture. Looking pretty solid for us here in Dallas. Mavericks are sitting there at number 2. Sandwiched in between LA at number 3 and the Spurs at number 1. But Chapel, guess what? Those old Thunder. The Thunder is sitting back there at number 4, thinking they can make a little run here.
The Thunder. What a joke. Okay, let's just say this. The Thunder are the first thing that people in Oklahoma have had to cheer for since the Trail of Tears, because they finally have something to rally behind, even though what they really don't realize is that the Thunder suck. And they are never going to amount to anything.
The talent level there is just not the best. I'm not going to say it's elite talent anymore, Chapel. They had Kevin Durant last year, MVP candidate. This year, ex-VP candidate. He's nothing now.
Ex-VP.
I mean, we're behind Gerald Green is what I've been hearing. Gerald Green's now the star.
Oh, Gerald Green. Oh, he's real solid.
Because he gets those rebounds. Those boards are important.
That's all
he needs. Westbrook's
disappeared.
Westbrook has disappeared, Chapel. So where are we going now with the Thunder? What are your
thoughts? Well, looks like they're going down the tank just the way the Sonics did. You never know. They may be moving out of Oklahoma City soon. I mean, who do you know that wants to play basketball in Oklahoma City?
I don't know a soul that wants to play in Oklahoma City. I mean, I'm sure teams would love to move back to Seattle, but we'll see where that goes. We'll let David Stern take care of that issue.
Yes, sir, but that's enough talk about the Mavericks. Let's move on to our topic of the week, the Super Bowl from last week, or as I like to call it, the Big Dallas Fuck-Up.
Oh, yeah, Chapel. I hear public schools are about to take a serious pay cut on textbooks due to that flyover we had on our dome stadium for $500,000.
Yeah, that was a real choke job right there. And speaking of that choke job, we're going to have Daryl, the previously mentioned Daryl, the man, the myth, the legend.
French prostitute Daryl?
French prostitute Daryl. Mm. We're going to have him on here in a minute because he was one of the unfortunate few who was denied access into the Super Bowl after his ticket was found to be in one of the seats that was proclaimed unsafe.
Yeah, and Daryl tells me his cute little name for his group of lost souls that weren't allowed entrance into their seats the other day. What's he call them?
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the fucked over 400.
Oh, yep, that would be it.
Yeah.
And speaking of those 400, we got in studio today the man, the myth, the legend, Daryl.
Daryl, how are you doing today, sir?
What's up? How have you guys been doing?
Oh, we've been doing good, Daryl. It's always good to have you on the show. We just want to know, since you were one of the fucked up 400, how did that experience go overall for you?
Yeah, it was definitely a negative. It was pretty shitty. So we roll up to the big day. You know, we were pre-gaming hard, of course. We roll up, big day. We're going to the stadium. I got my Aaron jersey on, getting ready to fire up the pack. We get to the ticket counter, and I give her my tickets. She scans them, and she's like, "No." And I was like, "What do you mean, no? Like, how has that happened?" And she's like, "These aren't real tickets." And I was like, "What? That's what?" So she went to the back, I guess, talked to somebody, some high up guy, came back, and they were like, "We're sorry, sir, but we overbooked the stadium." And I was like, "How the hell do you overbook the Super Bowl? This is like the colossal event of sports, and they overbooked it." And the thing seats, what, 100,000 or something like that? So, mm-hmm. I don't know. They came out. Someone offered us some compensation, something like that. And I was like, "No, I want to watch the damn Super Bowl. I paid my money. I came here. I was ready." And then just all hell broke loose from there. I don't even know.
Well, Daryl, they said they gave you triple face value for those tickets, as well as a ticket next Super Bowl. Are you happy with the way this was handled, and are you happy with the way Goodell's running things? I know that in the past you've been vocal about good old Roger. Tell us your thoughts on him.
I mean, the triple face value on the tickets, that'll be nice, but I could have scalped them for a hell of a lot more than that. And the tickets to the next Super Bowl, I mean, yeah, I'll go, but it won't be convenient because it won't be in my home Dallas, and certainly my Bills won't be in it, so that's going to be a problem. And anyway, Goodell, don't even get me started on Goodell. What kind of a man makes his own salary? He just decides one day, wakes up, he's like, "I need $10 million a year to live." What kind of an old man in his 60s needs $10 million to live on? What the hell is he doing? Is he paying prostitutes like Tiger Woods, or what is he up to? I miss the golden days of the 90s. Give me Tagliabue back.
Well, Daryl, we can tell how emotional you are about being one of the effed over 400, but being one of those people and having to watch the Super Bowl outside, how did you feel about the overall experience?
I mean, watching from the outside definitely wasn't too fun of an experience, but luckily after about midway through the fourth quarter, I don't really remember too much anymore. However, the Super Bowl itself, Aaron is the man. He's got the championship belt. He's got it all. Like, who wants to see the Steelers win anymore? What do they got, six now? They don't need any more. Besides, they're about to go a couple legs up on the Cowboys. You guys don't need that.
Ooh, low blow.
Yeah. That hurts.
And anyways, Aaron, I mean, he's good. He says all the right things. He sat behind Favre all those years, didn't do anything. I think maybe he should call up Jen Sturger.
Oh, another low blow from Daryl. Well done.
Well, Jen Sturger aside, we all know you enjoyed the Super Bowl. You love Aaron, but the true Daryl Hart, it lies in Buffalo with his Bills. Tell us where your heart is with the Bills right now going into this offseason.
I mean, it's definitely rough being a Bills fan. The poor city, everything they've been through, the four straight losses of Super Bowls. I mean, your Cowboys handed half of that.
Yep.
Anyways, besides that, I mean, once good old Ralph passes away, maybe we'll get someone with some money in there. He doesn't really seem to want to spend the money, and we have some run-of-the-mill GM. that, for whatever reason, refuses to draft a quarterback. Last year, we drafted the only position of strength, which was running back, so that we could trade one of our running backs. And you guys saw that run he made in the playoffs. Good old beast mode.
Marshawn.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, we probably need a quarterback. And then after that, a few years before we even consider going 500. I mean, I don't know. It's a miserable situation. I don't really want to talk about it.
Some passionate thoughts from a passionate fan, Daryl himself. Well, thank you, Daryl. It's always nice to have you on the show, and we hope to have you again.
Thank you, Daryl.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. See you.
Well, that concludes this week's Dallas Douchers program. We loved having you all listen to us. I hope everyone has a great Valentine's Day.
Bye, guys. See you next week.